Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
A man's got to fight for what he wants.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Hey, mister. Will you just take a fellow American to a meal?
Ladies and gentlemen,
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives. And I gave that to them.
Pedro Fernandez.
How does that sound to you?
Sounds okay.
Was that Fred Gwynn? That was Herman Munster. Man, I'm honored. Herman Munster. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Von Herman Munster. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated, heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Today, we talk UFC, the end of Strikeforce, MMA, the world at large. We'll bring in light heavyweight contender. I'm talking about Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury, at about 20 minutes past the hour. So we've got a lot to talk about, of course. Now, with UFC 154 in the can, 155 in the can, of course, we'll talk about the World Heavyweight Championship gone down. Cain Velasquez having recaptured that title. The heavyweight division is now Cain's to own. I mean, does he walk through every other opponent in the heavyweight top 10? Does he bust up Alistair Overeem if they fight in June or July or April or May? I don't know. I just don't know. I think Cain's the real deal. I think as far as cardio is concerned, you've heard me say it before. You've heard other people on the show, guys that have trained with Cain Velasquez, say there is no bigger man with greater cardio recovery as far as his training is concerned than Cain Velasquez, the world reigning heavyweight champion when it comes to the UFC and the world of cage fighting, combat sports. Cain Velasquez, UFC Fighter of the Year 2012. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, this is the MMA Hour. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And this is Tower of Power doing the Godfather of Soul, James Brown.
Make sure you keep him. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what it wants, give him what it wants. Respect will come to you. And you can hold.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Ooh! Double R, triple R, Rowdy Ronda Rousey. So she was in the news this past week. I had a story at ringtalk.com, which, check this out. A while back, several days ago, somebody called me on the phone. They said, hey, did you hear what happened to Ronda? Did you hear about Ronda Rousey? And I thought he was talking about, you know, the fact that she has signed an 8-fight contract with the formerly all-male Ultimate Fighting Championships, and the caller corrected me and said that that Rousey had done something else, and he couldn't get to it. He was at work, but blah, blah, blah. Dave Meltzer had said it, so I waited for the hard copy of Meltzer's January 7th Wrestling Observer newsletter to show up in the mail, and it did. And on page 13, Meltzer says, quote, here's a funny story, probably certain to be denied, but there is actually a video of it, although for obvious reasons, I don't ever expect the video to surface. Victor Chinian, remember him? He was a boxer, 112-pound champion, and of course, who got knocked into another world by one punch by Nonito Donaire in a battle at 112 pounds. That was 7-7, 2007, July 7, 2007. He never rematched Donaire, and since then, he's lost a couple of fights, and basically, his marquee value has dropped significantly. But he's a pretty well-known boxer of Armenian descent who has held several world titles. I think he's held titles at 112, 115, and 118. Anyway, he was in a gym with Ronda Rousey in Southern California, who trains judo. She was, of course, a 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in judo over there in Beijing with Michael Phelps, her best friend Michael Phelps. And she trains with these Armenians named Carol Parisian and Manvel Gamburian. And listen, we all know that Vic has a big mouth. I mean, he's done some stupid stuff. He really has, okay? But he said that no woman could ever throw him, ever. He said, no woman's ever going to throw me. No woman can make me submit, okay? So now let's go back to Rousey for a second. She has stifled many a man in the gym. She did not take out Dominic Cruz, as was reported, okay? The UFC champion who hurt his knee the first time, blew one knee out, I believe in April or May of this year, and then blew another one out just a couple of months ago or a month ago. So, you know, he's in trouble. He'll probably be off all 2013, but she did not hurt him, okay? But anyway, so we'll pick up Meltzer's story here. Somehow that led to Vic saying that no woman could throw him or armbar him. So they locked up, and she launched him, she being Ronda Rousey, with throws one after another, and he had no way of stopping it, no way at all. Then they went to grappling, you know, getting on the ground, and it was just seconds before she armbarred him, and people had to break it up for fear she might hurt him. I kid you not. Big mouth Victor Chinian gets lit up like the White House Christmas tree by Ronda Rousey. Ronda's a real deal. I told you. I wouldn't put it this way. I wouldn't fret fighting her standing up, but I would never let her get close to me or grab me or get me on the ground, because if she did, she'd break my arm too. And speaking of arm breaking, she's going to take on Liz Carmouche in a UFC event in February, February 21st, from the Honda Center in Anaheim, California. Carmouche is 7-2. She's a striker with good jiu-jitsu skills. And here's what's up. She's billing herself as the first openly gay fighter. Man, I don't know. Big deal about that. Who wants to know? I really don't want to know. It's not a big thing to me. I mean, Liz, honestly,
I live in San Francisco. I mean, you know, I don't have a problem with gay men or gay women or anything like that. In fact, I see two gay guys walking down the street and say to myself, hey, two more chicks for me. Okay, I just don't look at it that way. And I don't think you need to wear your sexuality on your wrist. You don't need to tell people, hey, I'm a lesbian. Well, you know, I could sort of possibly look at you and sort of come to that summation myself, maybe, if I wanted to. Okay, but your sex life has nothing to do with me unless you put it out there and make it a public item, as you have here. Okay, I've known gay boxers. One of them I was going to bring out of the closet about 6-7 years ago, a young man from Puerto Rico, and we decided after a couple of phone conversations back and forth that it probably wouldn't be to his best, wouldn't help him out as far as his career was concerned, but she thinks it's going to help her out, okay? More power to her, because the only one that's even given Ronda any type of fight, and that wasn't much, just 4 minutes and change, was Maisha Tate. She almost made it out of the first round. Nobody else has made it out of the first round. Sarah Kaufman, who you just heard submit to Ronda Rousey like in the blink of an eye, she beat Liz Carmacci. So I guess it's a showcase fight February 21st on pay-per-view for Ronda Rousey. I don't know how the UFC is going to market this one, but I think that they should have put her on Fox TV first. They should have put her on FX cable first. They should have put her on some type of network other than pay-per-view the first time out. You just should have. You got to show people what you got. You know, you got to entice them. You got to make them want to buy it. You got to show them the product. You got to show them the real deal. You can't just tell them about it and expect them to spend $50. If you want them to spend the $50, give them a little taste. You got to give them a little taste. The UFC has not given them a little taste here, and I'm a bit disappointed by this. Of course, Chris Cyborg Santos, soon to be relicensed by the Nevada State Athletic Commission, the California State Athletic Commission, after that steroid debacle when she got caught with those steroids in November of 2011, suspended until November 2012. She will be licensed in the coming weeks, and that's the big fight in 2013 for Ronda Rousey at 135 pounds. Cyborg says she can make 135. That's going to be pretty tough for her. She's been fighting at 145. She's had to cut off an arm to get there. She has the upper body of a man, but maybe if she isn't taking those performance-enhancing drugs, she can get her body down to 135 pounds without killing her. But that fight figures to take place sometime in mid to late 2013, and I don't think they're watering the plant enough. I just don't. This is going to be one of the biggest fights in history. You have to set it up right. This is like the Ali Frazier series. I'm telling you, this is going to be a major, major event. Here's a chance for a woman to come over to the world of combat sports and to bring women with her, women of every demographic, of every age group. They'll all tune in for the curiosity. How good is this girl? She talks a great game. She's beautiful. How can she fight as good as they say she can? People will tune in for that curiosity factor. And if you deliver the first time, they will buy the second time. But like a crack dealer used to do out here when I was a cop in San Francisco, he used to give crack to people free. Give it to them free. Get them hooked. That's the way you do with Ronda Rousey. You give them a little Ronda Rousey free. Then you get them hooked. Then you charge them. You don't charge them coming right out the gate. I just don't think that's going to work. They've only sold about 4,000 seats down there for the Honda Center in Anaheim, California. Not the greatest opening gates they've ever had as far as events are concerned. And that's sort of indicative of how the crowd's going to go. So I'm figuring maybe 8,000 to 10,000 people max in the Honda Center. Max, okay? The pay-per-view numbers, they may be different. Okay, but right now, the live event, and of course, she's from Southern California. I mean, she's a Southern California girl, so you would think that, you know, her homies would all come down. She's got like thousands and thousands of people on Facebook, so I would imagine that she could do 8,000 to 10,000 people, but as far as selling the arena out, I just don't see it. I'm talking about the fabulous one. She is Rowdy Ronda Rousey. And of course, you know, I talked about how she's beating up men in the gym, and she just lumped up Victor Arcinian. Former lady boxer Lucia Riker of the Netherlands, she was unbeaten against her own sex, reportedly lost to a man in an unsanctioned mixed match in Europe. That being said, she still kicked a lot of male button boxing gyms all around the world, and she went undefeated as a lady boxer. So there have been times when women have fought men and this and that, but it's been unsanctioned. I think they should just let it go. I think, you know, I think Rowdy Ronda could beat a certain amount of men, and I think that, you know, there are certain women that in boxing. I mean, Layla Ali couldn't lick a stamp. Forget her. She was nothing. She was an atrocity to boxing. She was. ripped off her father's name. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Got a great story up on ringtalk.com, of course, about the month in history as far as boxing is concerned. But this Victor Arcinian being beaten up by Ronda Rousey, that was the story of the week, I thought, on the website. And, you know, Vic, what are you going to say now? This is a video. There's a video of it around. A video. What do you do with the video? Wow. We're going with the Tower of Power. This is off the Great American Soul Book, circa 2008. Only released in Japan. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing. Who's laughing like heck at Victor Arcinian on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Yeah, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, baby. All sides and holding hell, holding on to someone else.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention, because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation.
Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power bring us back to the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Cain Velasquez, UFC heavyweight champion. That win was predicted by his stable mate from the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley. He is on the line and talking about Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury. And Kyle, that was a pretty one-sided fight there. I mean, I got to give Junior Dos Santos some credit for being able to sustain that, take that type of beating for 5 rounds.
Yeah, Junior, that's big-time credit to Junior's chin, being able to stick around and never quitting.
Never quitting that fight. I mean, there were a couple times there where I think the faint of heart would have turned their face and said, this is enough, man. But Junior stuck in there, and he was trying to win until the end. Of course, he had nothing after. You're right about, you know, I have to say this. I want to commend you on your analysis of the fight, but Cain Velasquez is cardio, although he did seem to get tired in that fifth round. After 20 minutes of pounded on somebody, I think you get tired too. But he is an amazing athlete.
He's incredible. He's like nobody else at heavyweight division when it comes to that.
Okay. On that same card, who did Tim Boetsch fight?
Tim Boetsch.
He got that boxer,
Costa Philippou.
Yeah. I thought Tim Boetsch sort of the opportunity to win there was taken away a couple of times. I thought, you know, getting thumbed and things like that. I just thought he was the victim of some incredibly bad luck that night.
Yeah, he had a few things go wrong that were just kind of out of the ordinary. On paper, going into that fight, I thought Boetsch would have walked right through him. He's just a much more versatile fighter, and after watching Boetsch do what he did to Hector Lombard, I just figured it would be the same thing going against Philippou.
Hmm. Are you surprised? What about my man Pat Barry? Talk about knockout. Now, you told me the Rosario guy, the guy he was fighting, you said he was the total package, this and that. Yee, Pat Barry put him to sleep.
Yeah, Rosario is a really good Muay Thai background, but that's the thing. You know, when you're that confident in your stand-up and you go against somebody with equal or better power, then you can get knocked out. And he was out cold. That was bad.
We're talking about Shane Del Rosario, folks, who came to the fight unbeaten in 14 fights. I mean, he was looking good, and everybody, he was like a 4 or 5, 6 to 1 favorite, man. And Pat Barry came in there and took care of business. Sort of a comeback fight of the year, I think, for Barry, and it puts his career back on track.
It was huge for him. I mean, obviously, you see the emotion on his face after the fight, breaking down in the middle of the cage. And anytime you see that, you really feel for a guy. You know how much he put into that camp and what it meant for him to get that win.
Well, you know, he's a favorite of mine, and we have him on the show often. And he was training in the hills of in the mountains of Colorado. And he told me, he said, before this fight, he said, you know, I really, really put it together for this fight. He goes, I know I'm a big underdog, but I really, really put it together for this fight. And afterwards, he credited, you know, training with his new team and training in the high altitude. And he said he was right back there like a week later. I mean, he went straight back to camp. And whoa. But Pat Barry's rededicated himself, and more power to him. He says he worked harder for this fight than he has any other fight in history. Now, can Shane Del Rosario come back from a knockout like that? I'm of the opinion you can't.
I've seen guys that come back to reinvent themselves, and then obviously you see a guy like Andrei Arlovsky who, you know, after that first big knockout, never quite was the same. You know, the chin starts to fade, and more importantly, the tenacity and the fearlessness you have as a fighter goes away.
Hmm. Speaking of tenacity and fearlessness, Giant Silva is going to take on, looks like, Alistair Overeem in a heavyweight eliminator, the winner getting a shot at Cain Velasquez, if it's Alistair Overeem. Does Overeem beat Silva?
I think he walks right through him. You know, I haven't seen great wrestling or takedown ability out of Silva yet, and that's really his only choice in that fight. He's not going to stand and bang with him, and the longer he stays on the feet, just the more he's just going to get mopped up. And we've seen him get knocked out now and by Daniel Cormier, and he even was dropped by Mike Kyle, teammate of mine who fights at 205. So realistically, for as big and as strong as the guy he just doesn't have the chin necessary to fight at heavyweight division, and I think Alistair Overeem is going to walk right through him.
Do you think Antonio Silva has a future in male modeling, like, you know, Playboy or something like that? You know?
Maybe if they do a remake of The Princess Bride.
I was thinking King Kong.
Yeah, that would work.
I mean, they wouldn't need any makeup for that.
No CGI necessary.
Exactly. No mask necessary. That's how good-looking a guy Antonio Giant Silva is. What's Daniel Cormier going to do, your other stablemate?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where they're pretty much feeding him a tomato can. It's his last fight under contract. He's re-signed a new deal, but that will start when he gets in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where when you know you're that much better than the guy, and you're coming off these huge victories over big-name guys like Josh Barnett, it's kind of hard to get up for that fight. But Daniel Cormier is a businessman. He knows when he's got to take care of business, and I think once the cage door is shut, he's going to be ready to go.
Okay. Of course, thrashing Josh Barnett the way he has, is Josh Barnett going to get re-signed by the UFC, or is he probably going to go back? Is he going to be the heavyweight at Bellator?
I think he'll be a heavyweight for Bellator or somewhere in Japan, and you know, he's never had a problem going back to Japanese pro wrestling and things like that when different MMA organizations weren't around. And he's a guy who said enough things and spoken his mind about Dana White enough times to where I don't think they're going to be in any rush to sign him.
Hmm. Okay. Well, he's a character, no question about that. And he speaks his mind, which has gotten him into trouble time and time and time again. Strikeforce with their last card, coming back with their last card. Of course, Nate Marquardt in the main event. Am I saying that right? Yeah, Nate Marquardt. Where's Nate in the world welterweight picture? Is he a top five contender?
You know, up until his last fight, I didn't think so. But then watching his last fight with Tyrone Woodley, he looked incredible. He looked top five hands down. He might even be top three. He put everything together. He was the best Nate Marquardt I'd ever seen.
Okay. I played that clip about Ronda Rousey talking about, you know, shooting Hort Seaman and Cyborg Santos' eyeballs as far as steroids concerned, if she wants, things like that. Now, Ron, did you hear about Ronda kicking the snot out of that boxer, Victor Chinian?
I did not.
Yeah, well, Vic hangs out in a gym down in Southern California with a bunch of other Armenians who train in judo with Ronda, of course, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. So, you know, Vic has been saying for over a year and a half now that no woman could ever throw him or make him submit as far as an arm bar is concerned, okay? Well, she threw him around like a rubber ball. She just threw him all over the place. It was so one-sided. It was like a, you know, it was incredibly one-sided. So then they went to grappling, and within a few seconds she had him in the arm bar, and his people jumped in and stopped. No. So, yeah, another big mouth boxer getting involved, sticking his, you know, Ronda has to be reckoned with, man.
She's legit as they come.
I mean, listen, Kyle, I got news for you. I mean, standing up, I'd be afraid of her, but I wouldn't be scared to death. But if we ever got down on the ground, I'd be absolutely frightened.
Yeah, I'd be nervous too. I'd be protecting myself the whole time. There's not a whole lot of opportunities to open up with her when you're on the ground. You see, she slaps on that arm bar left and right like it's nothing.
How did she get that arm bar? I mean, I know her mother was a former world judo champion, but how did she pull this arm bar off out of all these different positions?
Well, it's like she said, her mom used to she'd wake her up and have her train that arm bar. And I believe there's a Bruce Lee quote, "I'm not afraid of the man who's thrown 10,000 kicks. I'm afraid of the man who's thrown one kick 10,000 times." And that's exactly what Ronda Rousey has done with the armbar. She's just performed it so many times from every angle that she's mastered it.
Hmm. Well, she's going on her own as far as the pay-per-view is concerned. It looks like February 21st from the Honda Center. Tickets have not flown out the door down there. Somebody told me between 4,000 and 6,000 seats have been sold. And they're going to put her on pay-per-view against Liz Carmacci, who's coming out of the closet, per se, which I don't know has anything to do with this fight, per se, but I guess it's going to get more publicity. I just, you know, Kyle, I'm just not of the opinion. I don't like walk down the street with a sign on my wrist. I live in San Francisco, too. I don't walk down the street with a sign on my wrist that says heterosexual or straight or anything like that. I just don't know what your sex life has to do with you being a fighter's concern. I just don't know. Maybe, can you shine some light on that?
Well, I mean, you know, if it was, then partially this has to do with, you know, my own personal opinion, but it's all my own personal opinion, but if it was a gay man in the UFC coming out, I think that's a lot bigger news than a lesbian female fighter. I mean, wouldn't you kind of think and assume that most of the female fighters are lesbian? I think that's general. I mean, I could be wrong here and I could take a lot of flack for it, but I'm going to say on a guess that most of them are lesbian.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I would say a good number. How about let's disagree on using this term, a good number.
A good number. That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
a good number. That's a good number. We don't blanket and stereotype, paint the entire sport with one stroke of the brush. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Triple K King Kyle Kingsbury is in the house. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Strikeforce is biting the dust. This is the final card for Strikeforce. Of course, UFC coming up in Brazil on the 19th of January. We'll talk with Kyle about that. Vitor Belfort, former phenom, fighting at home. Guy was hot at one time, and then he went like lukewarm, then he went cold. Now he's got a bit of a streak running again. We'll see what happens when he takes on the Count, Michael Bisping, on FX Cable. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yeah, we're hip. This is What Is Hip. This is Tower of Power, a little disco version of the 1973 hit. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My guest and myself, King Kyle Kingsbury, right back right after this.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the new Miracle Cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief at arthriticmax.com. Get the relief you need now. Visit arthriticmax.com.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
And again, BJ's just out grappling him as well as out striking him.
He's just pouring blood now, Joe.
I mean, he's really toying with him, yeah. And now he's turning it on.
Yeah. Diego's a mess. And Herb Dean's going to check the cut.
Wow.
Baby J.
Wow. That is a gigantic cut over his eye. That's it. It's the greatest lightweight in the history of the sport.
Baby J defends!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So you want to jump out your trick bag?
There's my buddy Lenny Williams. Lenny! Me and Lenny were together a couple weeks ago kicking it at his house up there in Fairfield, California. The man still got the voice, man. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. That last rejoiner there, we heard a clip from a BJ Penn fight. BJ Penn was destroyed a few weeks ago by Rory McDonald, and Kyle Kingsbury is on the line, a light heavyweight contender of the UFC. Kyle, is BJ done after that fight? I mean, that was a horrendous licking he took.
It's hard. I know he's had a great camp and really wants to reinvent himself and come back and feels like he's not done yet. But after taking a lump like that, you know, that's tough. Where do you go back to the drawing board after that?
And unless you can gain muscle mass and or go back to 155, at 170, he's just out of his realm there.
I agree entirely. He doesn't look ripped at either weight class, but at 155, at least he's not completely outmatched size and strength-wise.
Okay. Want to say hello to our folks down there in Palm Springs. We're making our debut today in Palm Springs. Host Team 1010 KXPS. Want to say hello down there to the GM, Brian Jewett. That's right, Palm Springs, where Pedro trained and sparred with Roberto Duran back in 1984. Of course, Duran chased me around the ring. I didn't throw too many punches, but the bottom line was I lived to talk about it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing, mixed martial arts. Kyle Kingsbury is on the line. We're talking UFC. Bellator is going to make their debut next week on Spike TV right after TNA Wrestling. Now, TNA Wrestling gets about 1.4 million viewers at the peak. And Bellator, as they've been advertising pretty good on Spike TV, you think they're going to do good numbers that first night?
You know, I'm not sure how they're going to do the first night. I think over time they're going to do very well. But it really depends on the fights, if they continue to promote it well, and also how good the program turns out. Announcing, commentating, all those things play a factor.
You know, I've watched the Bellator broadcast, and I'm not the biggest fan of Bjorn Rebney because I've known him from the world of boxing before he crossed over to MMA. But I will say this. I like the tournament style, the fact that they've got tournaments going on just about in every telecast, and all their champions are determined, I think, by tournament. They've got females involved, lighter weight females. I just think that they put a different look to the world of MMA because the UFC, with the exception of Ronda Rousey in this 135-pound weight class, women are still excluded.
Yeah, it's tough. One weight class, really, it's not like they've completely allowed women to fight in the UFC. You know, you have the very best, and maybe that'll change over time as the sport of women's MMA starts to rise. But for now, yeah, it's a very limited portion.
Okay. Frankie Yeager, you're finally getting smart. You and I talked about this many, many times, about him dropping down in weight from 155 to when he couldn't beat Benson Henderson twice to 145, where he'll take on Jose Aldo February 2nd. Aldo looks pretty good, especially in this fight. I mean, I admire Frankie Yeager and his tenacity and the fact that he's always there at the end of fights and this and that, but I just think that Jose Aldo just maybe a half a level better. What do you think?
I think, technically speaking, Jose Aldo's better in most areas, if not all areas. But cardio has always been a factor for him. And if you look at the cardio and just the work, the output that Frankie Edgar brings to his fights, that's a tough pace to carry, even for a 145er. And Jose Aldo, he's going to get gassed. If he can't put him away in the first two rounds, I see that fight going Frankie Edgar's way, the last rounds 3, 4, and 5.
Interesting. Of course, that's February 2nd. Now, next week, January 19th, FX Cable airs live from Brazil. Of course, I'm talking about Vitor Belfort, one time the teenage phenom, now 21-10, 6'0", 185 pounds, dropping the middleweight. Take it on the count, Michael Bisping, 24-4, 6'2", once I said 185, the reach is about the same. Bisping's got 2 inches in height. How do you see this fight going? I like both guys, but I would like to see Bisport put sort of a rise here, but that's my favorite. What do you think?
I think Vitor's got it. I think that he looked really good against John Jones. He's been a lot better, you know, than he's been in the past. He's kind of reinvented himself, and he's looking better and better. He's looked great at middleweight, other than against Anderson Silva. And I think, you know, Michael Bisping often bites off more than he can chew, and he didn't look great to me against Chael Sonnen. Chael looked bad to me in that fight. I don't think he looked good in that fight. And I see him coming into this fight. Normally he'd have the better in the exchanges in any opponent he goes against because he's got quick and crisp boxing. But if he opens up and tries to stand and trade with Vitor, that's a bad news. That's bad news written all over for him.
Kyle Kingsbury is our guest here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA version, the MMR. Were you surprised that Cain Velasquez was a better boxer against Junior Dos Santos? I mean, that right hand in the first round, he set it up with a jab.
And that knocked Junior right out of his game.
Well, I've been on the receiving end of that right hand a number of times, so I've always known how good Kane is at striking. The key was his head movement, and the key was the constant pressure and wearing him down. And as he was able to do that, things just opened up for him more and more, and you saw how relaxed he was the entire fight. Everything snowballed. That entire game plan snowballed for him into his benefit. So it wasn't surprising to me, but yeah, you know, Junior does have that crazy one-punch power, and I'm happy Kane very much implemented the head movement and the pressure.
Okay. Silva. Now, Giant Silva. Junior Dos Santos. Now, he's lost his second MMA fight, his first fight in the UFC. Is he going to be brought back? Does the UFC give guys soft touches and tomato cans for the most part? I mean, you talked about, you know, a couple guys fighting tomato cans earlier, but do you think he'll get an easy fight coming back?
I think it'll be a decent name. You know, really, the heavyweight division has only a few really elite-level guys, and they have a lot of very good guys, and he'll have to fight hard whoever he fights, but I don't think it's going to be, you know, like a Dave Herman or something like that. It'll still be a fairly big-name guy, maybe a rematch with Roy Nelson, maybe another fight. Maybe it could have him fight Shane Carwin. I'm not sure, but okay. it'll be a good guy for him.
Kyle Kingsbury, who is the MMA Fighter of the Year for 2012?
Man, that's tough. That is tough.
Is it Cain Velasquez winning in the big show at the end of the year? I mean, coming back and, you know, defeating a man that had knocked him out in a minute and 4 seconds just a year prior?
Cain's definitely a candidate. I might say Anderson Silva, though, just because of the pure
numbers.
Dominance.
Yeah, the numbers and the dominance. Now, Anderson Silva, they're talking about him fighting John. Either it's John Jones or it's GSP in some type of catchway fight. Either it'll go up or it'll come down. GSP is too small, I think, to Silva for Silva. But John Jones and Silva hooking it up, they're big, tall, lanky dudes. How's that go? I think Silva's just not a true light heavyweight. But what do you think?
Well, I think Chael, like we saw here in San Jose when Chael fought Anderson the first time, he put on the blueprint for how to beat him. And John Jones possesses that kind of wrestling ability. The difference between Jones and Chael is that if Jones put Anderson on his back, he could finish the fight with elbows. He could finish the fight with submissions. He's that good on the ground. So I would see that fight going in Jones's favor if he was able to get those takedowns going early. And he's got a great clinch game, too. He's no punk in the clinch. So I definitely see Jones winning that fight.
Okay. Fight of the year for 2012. What stands out? I know 2011 for me it was the Dan Henderson Shogun Rua fight down there in San Jose. I mean, that was like my jaw still hanging from that one. But that was 2011. That was a fight of the year for me. What about 2012? What was the fight of the year? What stands out for you, Kyle?
Yeah, the Kane fight's what stands out because it went all five rounds, and that was the first time we got to see Kane do a five round fight. He's been in championship bouts before, but they ended early. He's been to the distance with Chet Congo, but that was a three-round contendership fight. And finally getting to see what he's made of for five rounds, and people really get to see that cardio and be impressed by it. That's what did it for me.
Hmm. Are you pleased with the fact that the UFC is now opening up like 125-pound division, Demetrius Johnson, I believe, and they're going out. That's called the flyweight division. I don't know if they can go any lighter than that, 115, but 125. They're expanding things, and I think they need a few more weight classes because, you know, they're athletes of different sizes.
I'm happy with it because they have talented guys there at that division. You got Ian McCall, Joe Benavidez. You know, you've got really, really, and then Mighty Mouse you mentioned. These guys are all just super talented dudes. They obviously have a motor that doesn't quit. Anybody at 125 should have that. But they have power. They can make you pay. And you know, rarely do we see that kind of power in a division that light. You know, there's guys at 155 that don't contain the power that some of these guys do at 125.
Hmm. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. You can catch him on Facebook, of course. Kyle, you got to get your own website together. Call it Triple K, KingKyleKingsbury.com.
Your websites are a little tough. I had one for a while, but that thing went under.
Yeah, believe me, I know websites are a little bit tough. Daniel Serafin taking on Cibe Dalloway in the co-main event on the FX card from Brazil. How's that break down?
Well, I know CB is a slight underdog,
And as always, I'll preface it with, you know, CB's one of my teammates out in Arizona, so I'm a bit biased. I think CB's going to come into this fight and do a lot of the same, you know, what he did against Miller in his last fight, just coming in and really using that wrestling to grind on him. And CB's a guy who has great submission defense. He's much better in BJJ than people give him credit for. So I think he's going to stay out of harm's way when he's on the ground and come away with another grappling victory here.
Okay, last question for King Kyle Kingsbury. My man, and the reason why I say this is because he's always ready to fight. You can call him yesterday and tell him, hey, look, we got a fight for you tomorrow. I'm talking about Ben Rothwell, Big Ben, 32-8, taking on Gabriel Gonzaga. Gonzaga too young for Ben?
No, I think Ben has this, actually. I think Ben stays in fights long enough. And, you know, both these guys have knockout power, and both these guys have been knocked out. But I think Ben's got the slightly better chin advantage, and I think in the trade here, he's going to be able to knock out Gonzaga.
Okay. How's your health? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, I got cleared by the doctors to train again. eyes are all cleaned up on the inside. They did one last CAT scan, said everything's healed up. But, you know, from the outside, I still have black eyes from my fight in September. So we're talking 4 months later, and I still have black eyes. That tells you how hard I got hit. I'm taking things slowly now, just doing a lot of grappling, jiu-jitsu, and working back into some of the stand-up.
You know what, Kyle, there is no need to rush. And I've posed this to guys in the past. That sometimes, you know, you need to stay away. I mean, from actual competition. I know in boxing, I saw friends of mine that kept going back. They would go back too soon after taking a lick and after getting, even after winning fights, you take punishment. And it's just, sometimes it's just better to say, you know what? I need a vacation from getting pounded on, and you do.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
You know, so your holidays were good?
Holidays were awesome. Went up to Oregon, had a good time with the fam. Yeah, everything, life is good, brother. Life is very good.
Well, you're always great on the show, man. I truly appreciate your time, and I love you, Kyle. Thanks for everything.
Much love, Pedro. Thanks for having me, brother.
Right.
Take care.
King Kyle Kingsbury, folks, light heavyweight contender of the UFC. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hey, a little attitude dance here.
At the attitude dance.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the Tax Doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the Tax Doctor help you. The Tax Doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the Tax Doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Oh, under now. In Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
You know, it's been bittersweet because this is where I started my career. This is where I built my career, all in this organization, you know. So it's bittersweet to see it go. But you know what, man, it's all about progression. And, you know, I was actually going to be out of Strikeforce anyway, but you know, it's a business, man. We really have no idea what went on behind the scenes to get to this point. So outside of just emotionally feeling like, man, I would have loved Strikeforce to continue on, I really don't know much on the subject, you know?
That is my man, Daniel Cormier. Of course, the Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion crowned that earlier this year with in 2012 with a shutout over five rounds of Josh Barnett, the former UFC heavyweight champion. But now Cormier moving over to the world of the UFC. He's got one fight left on the Showtime. Take that back to the Strikeforce contest. But since Strikeforce is history, Strikeforce is being absolved, he will be with the UFC before you know it. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Some upcoming dates, of course, February 21st. Circle that date on your calendar if you want to see the future of MMA. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey. We talked about it a little bit earlier, how she throttled Victor Chinian in the judo gym. Okay, she's the real deal. She will be on pay-per-view February 21st. I prefer to see her on Fox TV and our FX cable, but I'm not the boss. I'm not calling the shots. But she will be on the UFC pay-per-view card February 21st from the Honda Center in Anaheim, California. I thought about going down for this fight, and I said, maybe not. Maybe not. You know what's funny is that you can just watch so much at home. I mean, and especially when there's, you know, multi-events going on the same night. If you do the online thing, you can watch like three different browsers at the same time. Or if you've got cable and you've got the DVR going, you can switch back and forth to different entities and this and that. So it's sort of tough when you go out and go to one event when there's different events happening on the same night and you got to cover them all. So that's why I prefer to stay home and just watch the stuff on the tube. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank my fine producer, Paul Cuddy. I want to thank my guest, King Kyle Kingsbury. I want to thank you, the Ring Talk family listeners, 28-plus years now. You guys are the bomb. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. My man, Lenny Williams, takes us to the end today. God bless.